the nave. At the center of this frontal composition sits the Madonna enthroned and child. She is flanked on the left by the Archangel Michael with the Abbey's prior, Guglielmo Villa, represented smaller, in line with the typically medieval scale of values, and by St. John the Baptist. To her right are St. Ambrose, patron saint of Milan, and St. Bernard, author of the Rule of the Umiliati religious order. The fresco presents a unified formulation both as a whole as well as in the detail of the minute decorative elements of the Gothic throne, and represents an almost slavish execution of the Giottesque typology. It has been varyingly attributed to a Florentine master active in Lombardy and to a Lombard master trained at the Giottesque worksite of San Gottardo in Corte. This testifies to how the two cultures merge to the point of synthesis, presenting working details and the prospective study of Giottesque culture, combined with the attention to graceful, fluid color of the Lombard tradition. Before moving to Padua, Giusto de Menabuoi from Florence painted a fresco of the Last Judgment in the church's dome cladding, on the model of Giotto's frescoes in the Scrovegni Chapel, but adapting it to the different available space, with more synthetic scenes that develop on three walls in close continuity. The two side walls depict the processions of the Doctors of the Church and the Virgins, corresponding to the male and female members of the Umiliati order. Giusto de Menabuoi perhaps reached Lombardy with the group seeking to escape the wave of Black Death that had broken out in Florence and Siena. Here he adopts the Tuscan technique of Giottesque origin with absolute mastery and a greater freedom than the master, indeed to the point of even sketching the shapes without using a preparatory drawing. Characteristic of Giusto are the depictions of monks in prayer in the wooden choirs, an extraordinary example of applying perspective to a setting with an everyday flavor of monastic life. Also by Giusto is the vault of the first chapel on the right, which clearly presents the application of Giotto's spatial rules. The commission of Guglielmo Villa began in 1348, when a Lombard pupil of Giovanni di Balduccio sculpted the lunette in relief above the portal.